informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in once again for Meg. You know that music means Elvin Scott. Sonny's Barbecue is here for an Always Sunny, Sunny's Edition. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, PJ. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Hey, doing good. Always glad to be here. The sun's shining outside.
Yes.
Always Sunny's in the studio here.
It is. And, so it's a good day for barbecue.
Good day. Every day is a good day for barbecue,
absolutely,
PJ. Get it right. All the days are good
That's
for barbecue.
Right. Even on the rainy days.
Even on the rainy days. That's sunny right. days, rainy days, cloudy days, all of
you
them.
You might need it more on the rainy days to lift your spirits.
Yeah. Comfort food is what they call it, I believe. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's new in your world?
You know, it's been a busy week. Got all the things going on. A bunch of stuff. Chamber of Commerce. Last week had Raising Cane's ribbon cutting. This week had Costco ribbon cutting. So that's a big one. And a lot of people excited about that. And so lots of things going on. Got Favor House Roundup this evening.
Yes.
Out at the Equestrian Center. So that's going to be a fun evening
and
out
Sonny's
there.
Is going to be there.
So we are catering the evening food. So we'll be doing a little slow smoke barbecue for all the folks out there supporting Favor House with Roundup. Got a couple tickets we're going to give away here in a few minutes for that event. So it is tonight. So if you're interested in going, I believe the registration for that is closed. They might be sold out. I'm sitting here looking at the website. Starting at 7 o'clock tonight at the Escambia County Equestrian Center. So might be your last chance to get some tickets. Two tickets are going to give them away here in
courtesy
just a few
of Elvin
minutes.
And Sonny's Barbecue.
So, want to talk about our locations. You know, we do a lot of catering, but we do have four local locations where you can go get slow smoke barbecue every day.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our Pace, Florida location over on Highway 90, right there about a mile west of Avalon Boulevard. We have it's in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store, if you know where that's at, and right next door to the IHOP. And so that's another marker.
I've seen that one a couple times.
I don't often mention that marker, but it is right next door to that. Share the parking lot together. And then we have our 9th Avenue store located just south of Creighton Road, right there just north of the airport runway strip there behind the AutoZone. Nice, quaint location. Got a little front porch there if you want to sit out and enjoy the weather. So, you know, some of these days where they're not too humid, it's still not too bad. So it's still good to sit out on the porch and
go early or go late.
Got some fans there on the porch, so it keeps it nice. So I often sometimes find myself sitting out there doing a little paperwork when I got to catch up on some things. So there. And then we have our Navy Boulevard location over on the west side, just about a mile north of the Pensacola NAS main gate. And we do have our banquet rooms also. The Navy Boulevard location and the 9th Avenue location can host up to about 75 at that Navy Boulevard location. So you're looking for a meeting space, a party, a big family reunion, need to get a space together for a great meal, right? Mm-hmm. Having everybody together in one spot, and that's definitely a great opportunity to do that. No cost for the room, just based on availability and then just the cost of the food. So
nice.
Typically over 15 folks will set up a buffet. It just makes it nice and easy to make sure everybody gets fed nice and quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then our 9th Avenue location, we do have, can host up to about 40 there. So just hosted the Sertoma ladies, the Northeast Sertoma ladies over that, or Liberty Sertoma. Let me get it correct. Liberty Sertoma. There's a couple different Sertomas. There's more than I thought.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Just found out there's a Five Flag Sertoma and, so there's a few of them in town, but they're a great organization, always doing some good things in the community. And so, and they got a couple fundraisers coming up. We'll be talking about those coming up in August. So we'll promote those a little bit when they're a little closer to time. So a couple other good fun events here in Pensacola, because we don't have enough of those, right?
Yeah.
We don't have enough
of those. We could use a couple more.
We could use a few more.
So go ahead.
Yeah, continue. We got to talk about that last location here in the Pensacola area, in the news radio listenership area. It's on Shelley Road, but right off of Pine Forest, just south of I-10, over on the northwest side of town, over towards Beulah, Pine Forest area.
That's my location.
Don't forget that one. So all of our locations do have drive-thrus. So when you're on the run and need a little slow smoke barbecue and maybe don't have time to come sit down and have a full meal, just swing on through the drive-thru. We can get you taken care of nice and quick. And also every Monday, buy one, get one free pulled pork or sliced pork sandwiches. That is a great deal. So you don't want to miss the opportunity for that. Get you a double sandwich for the price of one. So
absolutely.
That's a great deal.
I always add the coleslaw and a drink. So
can't go wrong there.
That's right.
Now, are you a coleslaw on the sandwich guy?
I want it on the side to start with.
Yeah. But
then I will put it on the sandwich.
And then you will put it on the sandwich. Yeah. Now, and then
I got to hold some back for me, too.
Yeah, yeah. And then do you add barbecue sauce on top of the sandwich after that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We got those extra packets that they throw in there, mm-hmm. so... Absolutely.
Yeah, we made the switch to, I don't know, probably about a year ago, we made the switch to the stringy slaw versus the chunky slaw.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how else to say it. You know, the chopped slaw versus the stringy yeah. slaw. Shredded. Shredded might be the proper terminology, but I like it so much better because I'm a slaw on the sandwich guy. So,
yeah.
you know,
yeah, that, it works
that
really
stringy
well.
Slaw just holds on the sandwich so much better.
And yes, it does.
It's not as messy. So,
yep.
you know.
And it tastes
personal
awesome.
Preferences, but I think it's the way to go.
Absolutely. So as you're talking about the meeting rooms and family events, tell me about what's the ideal menu for a family that's doing a birthday party, an anniversary, reunion?
You know, I mean, we can do anything, you know, from just doing a one meat cater. Typically would come like one meat, three sides, include your drinks, you know, and get everybody taken care of. You know, we... barbecue beans, coleslaw. We can swap out your third side for a dessert if you want. So a lot of people would like to do that. So we do that a lot of times, you know, so it can be something as simple as, you know, like $13, $14 a person.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we can go all the way up. We can do brisket. We can do ribs. I mean, we can do pretty much anything you want in that space. So
yeah. And you do customize the menu to
customize the menu based on what you want. Yeah. That's what we're here for. We're here to meet our customers' needs and serve them up the slow smoke barbecue that they want. So,
mm-hmm.
Whether it be wings, we do another Sertoma Club. We host their monthly, leadership meeting and, the Northeast Sertoma guys, they got the Sertoma guys and Sertoma gals and, but they like wings. So they do wings on their buffet and, they do wings and meatballs and pulled pork. And so a bunch of guys want a bunch of meat, and so that's what they want, and that's what they get.
Sounds good to me.
And so, yeah, we customize that menu based on what you want, and, yeah, get the crowd fed and have a great opportunity. And we do have a little bit of technology in each room, so nothing crazy, but a little TV. That way, if you need to show a PowerPoint, you can do that and use it for a business presentation if you need to.
Mm-hmm. And you do full service, so you bring, you know, the side dishes, the utensils, the napkins, everything.
Yeah, well, at the store in the banquet room, that's included. But, yeah, when we're doing catering, and we like to say we have three ways to cater. And so on that, so those setup and serves, we can do everything, right? So we'll bring the dishes, we'll bring the paper products, the knives, the forks, the cups, all the food, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And get everything taken care of for you. That way you don't have to worry about it. And we'll do everything from set up to clean up and make it nice and easy.
Yeah. I jumped ahead of you. I'm sorry about that. So for people who want to use the meeting rooms, what amount of time do you need for like a meeting room? Are they in high demand where you might want to call early? Or
you know, typically about a month out. We'd have some hard set, you know, things that are scheduled every month. You know, we have a men's group that meets every Tuesday at lunch. You know, so there's some things that are set every month. You know, but outside of that, you know, typically about a month out, you know, you're trying to get those things on the calendar and based on availability. Yeah.
Okay. Kinda, perfect. Yeah.
Holidays book up a little faster. So I know it's June, but it's fixing to be July. So Christmas in July and all that, right? Christmas will be here before you know it.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
You got all those holiday parties and, you know, you need to get those on the calendar. So you can give us a call at any of our locations, the Navy or the 9th Avenue location. You can get on the schedule there for your holiday party. That way you're booked and you don't have to worry about somebody taking a slot that you want.
Yeah, Christmas
first come, first serve.
6 months from yesterday. So Christmas is going to be here before you know it. Just saying.
Well, the first 6 months, if the last 6 months of the year is anything like the first 6 months of the year, it'll be here tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it went by fast, that's for sure.
All right. So once again, talk to me about the catering options.
Yeah, so we can do pickup. So whether you just need a couple pounds of pulled pork or you need to get, you know, 20, 30 people fed for a lunch or something like along those lines, you know, our team will get the food ready, say, hey, we need it ready at 11 o'clock. You roll in, you pick it up, we load it up for you, and you're out the door and ready to go feed your folks. So it makes it nice and easy. We got 4th of July coming up, so if you want to get some of those, you know, by the pan options or by the pound, you know, you can definitely go online, sunnyscatering.com, check that out. Whether you want to do some wings or pulled pork or turkey, brisket, whatever it might be. 4th of July is a big day for us, so you can get your catering needs taken care of, and we'll have it ready for you to come pick up, make it it's like an easy button. Just make it nice and easy. Slow smoke barbecue. Our pit masters do a great job. Do a great job every day. You know, loading the smokers, getting it seasoned up, and rolling that good old oak smoke. I'll get it out right.
Well, America only turns 250 once, so make this year count, right?
Yeah, and y'all are looking mighty festive around here. Got the giant, you know, flags out front. I pulled up and I was like, hey, wow. I had to take a little selfie in front of it. I was like, this looks good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So got banners up inside. It looks great. The studios are pretty cool in here. So,
all right. Speaking of July 4th, what does Sunny's have coming up July 4th?
Yeah, we're going to be on July 3rd. We're actually going to be out with the Blue Wahoos. We're going to be out on the field serving up some barbecue. They got a big event going on, and so we'll be out there with them all day. Well, I'd say most of the day on is that Friday? Yes, Friday. I don't know.
I'll have to take a look.
Yeah. Whatever the third is, I think it is Friday. Third is a Friday. And so we'll be out there Friday with the Wahoos. Saturday, we'll be downtown on Main Street, I believe it is, with the Chamber of Commerce for the fireworks show. So we'll be out there right at the main viewing point, right there behind Veterans Memorial Park, I believe is where we'll be.
So
we'll be out there and parked up with the Chamber of Commerce and serving barbecue again. That's what we do every day. Slow smoke barbecue every day.
Nice. I know that you also have, while we're talking about events, we also have a wedding expo coming up. Is that still a thing?
There's a wedding expo coming up. We'll probably have one of our folks out there. And so I think I have a conflict personally, but there's another wedding expo coming up. We just had one here at Sanders Beach. A girl at Coastal Weddings do a great job putting those on, so it's always fun. And then let's see here, 250th, Saturday and Sunday, I'll actually be in Fort Walton Beach, going to be part of the Missing Parts Ride, the Emerald Coast Harley Davidson. A gentleman named Justin Danger Nunley, if you don't follow him on social media.
Danger, love it.
He is quite the hoot on social media, got 22 million followers, but he uses the platform to do some great things. And the Missing Parts Ride benefits people who have lost limbs and help them get back on motorcycles and ride and enjoy life. So that's a fun event. I think it was like 1,500 motorcycles last year, so I'm sure it'll be a little bit bigger this year. So we'll be out there Saturday and Sunday slinging slow smoke barbecue in Fort Walton Beach. So that's going to be a fun day, a couple fun 2 days. And so, yeah. Oh, goodness, what else? Oh, we need to do a giveaway. I'm just looking at the time. We said we were going to do this giveaway early, and now it's just rolling on. Start talking, and then it gets away pretty
quick. One
more.
There's an event in August as well, right?
There's lots of events in August, buddy.
Well, there was one in particular that you've mentioned the last couple times you've been on the show.
Oh.
I'm trying to remember what that is.
I'm drawing a blank.
All right,
buddy.
I'm sorry about
there's
that.
A number of them. Yeah, on the last hour you had Goodwill here, and so we're going to be helping them with their career fair for workforce career fair, and that's July 16th, so we'll be out there in Mobile for that one. So it's going to be a fun event too. So always a lot of events going on, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, so we are giving away some tickets, I understand, to the Favor House Roundup. Once again, that is tonight from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Escambia County Equestrian Center. It's going to be a night of live music. All you care to eat barbecue, that's how they're selling it, so all you can eat. And fun games in support of the services that Favor House provides. So what do they got to do?
Yeah, so let's go with the fifth person to text in Favor House. And this event is tonight at 7 p.m. at the Equestrian Center. So, I mean, if you can't attend, please don't try to win. But it's going to be a fun event. I believe it was $75 a ticket is what the retail value of it was. And it does support a great cause. So we'll go with the fifth person to text in Favor House. And
include your first name, 437-1620, 437-1620, Favor House. And pick up two tickets to tonight's roundup.
Yeah. And they said they got swamp coolers this year. So they got the big, you know, evaporative cooling fans thing to help cool it off underneath the, you know, to make it a little more tolerable. It is summer, you know, so. But it is a fun event, and you definitely should check it out. Got a lot of games. There could be the band's great every year, so. That was actually the first event that I started wearing the cowboy hat at. So this would be the second anniversary of me wearing the Sonny's cowboy hat. And that was the event that kind of kicked it all off. And that was the origin story, if you will. So I'm excited to be catering that tonight. It's going to be a fun, good time. So let's see what else. Summer menu. Let's talk about the summer menu a little bit. We got some great things on the summer menu. We got a slider trio. If you can't make up your mind whether you want a brisket, a chicken, or a pulled pork sandwich, you can get all three. And so we got a little slider trio served with some pickled onions and pickled onions and pickles.
All right.
So that's a great one to check out if you haven't tried it yet.
All right.
We got a winner.
Scott Ford is our winner. So I'm just waiting for some additional information.
Congratulations, Scott Ford.
But he can stop by the front desk and pick up those tickets from Miss Tina, right?
That's right. Come on in over to ADX Studios or Cat Country.
That's right, on Plantation Road.
Right up to the front door, ring the bell, and they'll let you in and get the tickets from Miss Tina. I saw Scott Ford watching on Facebook just a few minutes ago.
All right.
Appreciate you watching, Scott, and listening, and congratulations.
Absolutely. So let's continue on with the menu.
Yeah, so the spring menu. So we got the tangy vinegar pulled pork sandwich also. So if you like a vinegar sauce, definitely check that one out. One of the fun things that we have, and we'll actually be serving some of these up tonight at the roundup, we're going to do some of our cherry cola pork burn-ins. So we're going to be serving those up as some appetizers. We're doing that for the summer menu and excited about, you know, sampling those this evening. And if you haven't tried them, definitely come and check them out. They've been a big hit. Brian was in the store, one of y'all's reps here, and had those, and he said they were really good. So definitely check those out. See here what else. We got the brisket mac and cheese. That is delicious. It's a double heaping portion of mac and cheese with some chopped brisket, some cornbread crumble, and some barbecue sauce. So if that sounds like something up your alley, definitely check that one out. We have a corn salsa. So if we're doing some house-made barbecue chips with some with a corn dip. So if you're like a good fresh corn dip, that's something you should check out as well. So summer menu, we got some seasonal drinks as well on that summer menu. The cherry pop lemonade, the blue ras blast, and the coconut cabana fizz. And I have to say that coconut cabana fizz is probably my favorite. If you're a fan of pina coladas, that's basically a virgin pina colada with a little zippy zip from the Sprite that they put in it. So it's really good. I really like it. So if you're looking for something light and refreshing, a little bit different, that coconut cabana fizz, I recommend.
Yeah, absolutely. And if I asked for some extra rum in that, would they?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they can make that happen, buddy. They can make it happen. Can make it happen.
All right. All right, let's talk about the app real quick.
Yeah, got to download that Sonny's Barbecue app. You can go to your Apple Play Store or Google. Is it no Apple iPhone Store or Google Play Store? Let me get that correct. And download the Sonny's app. You want to get all those rewards points. You don't want to miss out on that. That's where we're always pushing out all of our best offers that you can get from Sonny's. So you'd rather be a deal like we did here a couple weeks ago on the on 6/8. We did a big deal for $6.80. That was a fabulous deal. And so the restaurant was slam busy when everybody got that notification. So if you want to get all those notifications and make sure you don't miss out on all the great deals that the team at Sonny's Barbecue headquarters pushes out, definitely get that app. You're going to get all your rewards points too, because who doesn't want to get extra free barbecue?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's the way to go.
I'm just all right. Saying. Let's talk about the food truck. If people want a food truck at their event, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, you can reach out to me personally, 850-418-3331. We typically treat that like a catering. So, you know, and then we'll bring it out, serve it, however you want to set it up. Sometimes we'll do it, you know, it can be something super simple, like sandwich and a bag of chips. When we did the Florida Power and Light Touch a Truck event here about a month ago, I guess now, you know, we were just trying to get folks fed. Or we can just do as much as you want. You know, hey, we want to do ribs. We want to do wings. We want to do all the different things. If we know ahead of time, we can do that and schedule it out and get you taken care of. And based on availability, normally we can work it out.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Sounds good. Let's see here. Kids menu?
Yeah, kids menu. We got to talk about kids and grandkids eat free every Saturday.
Right.
Don't want to miss that. And make sure you bring the kiddos out, and whether you're between baseball games or school shopping. I don't know if we started school shopping season yet. We got about another month before that start.
I mean, it's coming up pretty fast.
Yeah. The end of the month will be here. So yeah. When you're running around, just remember every Saturday, kids, grandkids eat free. One free kids meal per adult entree, and you can bring those kiddos in for some baby back ribs, some mac and cheese, some of those barbecue beans. We do hot dogs, you know, so that's a fan favorite. Chicken tenders are pretty solid. I'd say they're mighty good, so don't miss those as well. So,
okay. Well, we have about 2 minutes left. Let's talk a little bit about your involvement in the community. We've obviously touched on a lot of the events that you're part of, but you do random acts of barbecue and Q for Kindness and things like that. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, so try to celebrate people doing great work in the community here. A little while ago, we fed all the volunteers at Mana Food Pantries, just trying to celebrate them and their accomplishments for the year. Teacher appreciations, officer appreciations. We try to appreciate all the people that need to be appreciating. How about that? And we like to do it with a little slow smoke barbecue. And just trying to celebrate people in our community who need to be recognized for all the work. And there's always people doing great work, so we're always busy doing that. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, yeah. And then happy hour, it's finally Friday, so it's going to be kicking off the weekend. Talk to me about happy hours.
The weekend's here. We got the bars at All Sunny's. You know, that's something that we don't talk about all the time. You know, so we got some draft beers, and we do have bars. I had somebody ask me, and I was like, well, it's not a – I don't know if I'd call it a full bar, but we have enough there that we can pretty much make what you want. So
yeah,
we got that there. If you want a little nice refreshing drink to go along with your barbecue, we can definitely get you taken care of on that. Something I do need to mention, though, we have our barbecue bowls. Those have always been a hit whenever we've done them. So we brought the barbecue bowls back. But not only did we bring the barbecue bowls back, last year we had a lot of feedback because we didn't do the build-your-own bowl. And we got the build-your-own bowl back. So able to, build your own bowl from the base all the way up to the meat toppings and everything. So you can kind of just select what you exactly want and get that bowl built just the way you like it.
All right. Talk to me about, for example, what's a good bowl? You got about 30 seconds left.
Listen, I'm a fan of our dirty rice. Dirty rice, some barbecue beans, some chopped brisket, some pickled onions. Yeah, a little cornbread on top of that. And I'm a mix of sizzling and the sweet sauce kind of guy. I like both of them together. So
yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Yeah, visit us at sunnysbbq.com. You can reach out to me personally, 850-418-3331. I'd be glad to take care of you and help you with all your barbecue catering needs, whether you need a banquet room, a food truck, or have a team come out and serve you, your folks, good slow smoke barbecue. We'd love to help you at Sunny's.
And they can also find you on the website, right?
Yes, sir. Sunny'sBBQ.com. And let us know how we can help you. Hope everybody has a wonderful 4th of July. Hope to see you out sometime this week. And appreciate everybody always stopping and saying, hey, I heard you on the radio. It's always fun.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Yes, sir. Thanks, BJ.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Actionable guidance. Which foods help you, which ones don't, and which supplements your body actually can benefit from.